Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Hey folks, Dan Furrow here with your almost closing time on December 20th, 2024. So mortgage rates are coming down quite a bit. Let's refresh this and see if there's a refresher there. Yep, they're coming down. We're almost back to the 6% ranges. I didn't think we'd get there, and I kind of hit that one right. But let's get over. I'm just going to show you one screen. Give me your first reaction. Just read some of the captions through there, and let me know if you just see something that's really odd. So let's get over to CNBC's homepage, and I just want to show you something. If you go down through these headlines, you're going to see something kind of in common, you know, down through here. I'll narrow it down a little bit more for you right through here. Okay. And so what's happening right now, the government is running out of money. They don't have enough money to fund the government. So they're now trying to divert a shutdown. Okay. So let me go to one other screen. We'll just pause a second and let's just watch the debt clock rack up. Okay, so hopefully you understand what I'm talking about. Right now, the government is in almost shutting down because they don't have enough money to fund the government. And I'm not trying to get political, but we have to quit just giving money away. This is what's causing the massive inflation and the massive debt crisis that the U.S. is in right now. So let's try to please stop this. But again, this isn't the attitudes of ServBank or myself. I'm just giving you the context of financials in general. If you just keep spending money that you don't have, you're going to have a deficit like this. Me and you would have to file bankruptcy if we were that much in debt. But the federal government, just they go back to the drawing board and keep trying to, you know, fund the government more and more and more without even doing anything in any spending. If you want to know why I'm ranting on this, this is what's causing the havoc in our country, folks. Okay, so we love this free stuff, but it's not free. It needs to be paid by somebody. And when it's government paid, it needs to be paid by the taxpayer. Okay, that's all of us. So it's going to affect all of us. And again, here's the national debt. It's never been this high in history, and it continues to grow. You see that number going up. You don't see it going down. So if you want to know the problems with why the interest rates and everything are so out of whack right now and the markets are so skittish, it's this right here. So let's get over to hopefully some good news on this equation. So the government's, they're trying to avert a shutdown on Saturday, but they're going to work all day on it. And I watched something this morning, and the stack of papers, the budget that they're going through, it's about a stack of papers about this big. Okay. And they're giving everybody about 45 minutes to read it and then approve the bill. Now you understand why all this fat and pork gets stuffed into these bills, causing us to pay for stuff we don't want to pay for. Okay. So without the rant, let's get to the next thing. So right through here, the good news for the day is right through here. And interest rates are starting to come down. We have the MBS market right now up 24, so it was up quite a bit earlier, or quite a bit more earlier. We had a lot of companies coming in, a lot of banks coming in and repricing their loans for the better. You can see they're better, 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 and then down through here, you're going to start seeing some worse as the market deteriorates. Not really sure why that's deteriorating, maybe some profit taking, or just there wasn't any really data other than right through here, the government shutdown is looming, and this is going to weigh heavily on the markets as we speak. So that's what we're seeing behind the scenes. So we have the government shutdown possibly coming on Monday, and then we have more things coming down the pike as well. We have the port strike is going to rekindle back up in January. That hasn't been resolved. So you have a port strike possibly. You have a government shutdown on the brink of things. So let's get some good news. Okay, so let's get over to here. We have Fed President Gouldsby. He sits at the Federal Reserve in Chicago. Let's get his take. I like his content with this because he's pretty much, he'll just tell it as it is. And there's one piece of equation behind the scenes that I think he keeps bringing up eventually is right through here. He keeps saying, well, the housing prices or shelter prices, the part of the inflation numbers that we're seeing, it's really going down quite a bit and quite fast. So when these numbers actually kick in to the Federal Reserve's numbers, we're going to see inflation kind of drop down much more than it is. But let's get over to Gouldsby, see what he has to say on this whole market and rate cuts and his projection for 2025. So let's get over to it.
Our Steve Leisman joins us here at Post 9 with a very special guest. Steve.
Hey, Carl. Thank you. Yes, we are joined, as we often are on the first Friday after the Fed meeting, by Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee. Austin, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, great to see you again, Steve.
And it just so happens, I guess this happens around December every now and then, that we have your favorite inflation gauge out this morning. It surprised the market a little bit to the downside. What's your takeaway, Austin?
Well, it's coming into the Christmas season, and it's a nice to get a number that's better than expected. And I've been feeling that we're still on path to get to 2%, and at least for this new month, you don't want to make too much out of any one month, but I'm hopeful that this suggests that the couple of months of firming were more of a bump than a change in path.
Yeah, I asked the Fed chairman about this earlier this week in D.C., whether or not he was looking through it. You had some hurricane effects in there, some other things. Were you among the committee members, Austin, who raised his or her outlook for inflation next year?
For next year, as you know, the dot plots are anonymous, but I have been feeling like there's a little more uncertainty, there's a little more noise. And so I raised a bit the, what do you want to call it, the shallowness. I made the rate path a little more shallow in 2025. But I've been saying that the overall thread is that inflation is way down. I believe we're on path to 2%. And over the next 12 to 18 months, rates can still go down a fair amount. And whether that happens 3 months earlier or 3 months later, I don't think is the most material thing. The thing that's material is we've gotten inflation down. We need to keep making some progress. We've gotten unemployment to a kind of a stable, full employment basis. We want to keep that stabilized. And the way to do that is to have the rates come down to something like neutral.
The chairman on...
So everybody keeps saying neutral. So what is neutral? So hopefully he addresses it in this video, because basically what they're saying is the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates to the neutral point. But what is it? So let's see if he gives us a kind of a take on that.
Wednesday, Austin said the following things, not together, but separately. He said the Fed is significantly less restrictive than it had been, but is still meaningfully restrictive. Where do you come in on both of those sides? Where do you put us between being still restrictive? Okay, give us an idea.
I agree with both of those.
You think we're still meaningfully restrictive, putting downward pressure on inflation, and yet we're significantly less restrictive than we were, which means you sort of still think we're far from the neutral rate.
Yeah, all three of those. I don't think those are contradictory in any way. We had raised rates 500 basis points in a year. If you looked at just the real federal funds rate, it was the highest in decades. We're now down 100. We've cut 100 basis points. And so we're significantly less restrictive than we were. But if you just take as an approximation, where is the longer run neutral, something like the median of what comes out of the dot plots on the committee, they think that the ultimate rate is around 3% with inflation of 2%, a real rate of 1%. We're still above that. So I still think it's meaningfully restrictive. And that's why I say over the next 12 to 18 months, if conditions keep on the way that they have over the last 18 months, I think rates come down a fair bit more.
So that's his take on it. That'll probably be my take on it, my forecast for 2025 that I haven't posted yet. So that's what we're seeing. And again, folks, I'm not trying to be, you know, just pound the administration that's in office right now. That's not the point of this. It's there's so much government fat out there that they just keep giving money away to special interests and everything else. That's the whole point of the video, is that's what's causing inflation. That's what's causing the interest rates to be higher than normal and everything else. That's the reason behind it. So let's get over here. Like I said earlier, there was this report just came out December 20th. PCE measures of shelters decreased to 4.8% year over year in November. It was up dramatically from there. Look, at 8.3% at one point. So it's basically down half Okay, so once these numbers actually float into the Federal Reserve's PCE number, when it gets accurate, when it comes current, you're going to see the PCE dropping right into the range the Federal Reserve wants it, as long as everything else stays neutral. Okay, so that's what we're getting. But we did hear that he says the neutral rate, he thinks, is like 3%. Okay, with the inflation rate at 2. So now we know at the Federal Reserve, they're still way above that neutral rate. Okay, I think the federal funds rate today is 4.25, so they have at least 100 basis points to cut, if not more, and that's what we're expecting over the next, that's what I'm expecting actually in 2025. I'm not looking at the dot plot. I don't think it's going to be accurate right now. I'm expecting the PCE, the inflation numbers, to come down in line with what the Fed wants to. That's the hope there. The other one is I hope the counter doesn't happen. I hope they don't really keep rates too high too long, pushing the unemployment rate up, causing havoc there, and then possibly, you know, just a catastrophic events in the country, like a possibly a recession. So we're still on the brink of things, but I think things are starting to look up right now. So that's our report for today. Guys, I want to explain to you guys who I am and what I do. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states. I get emails every day. Dan, I live in Florida. Dan, I live in California. Can you help me? Yes, I can help you. So we're going to pride ourselves on in 2025 is this. We're going to pride ourselves on educating the consumer out there when you're looking to buy that first house, maybe buy that first investment property, going over programs that are special to you guys, specifically fit the needs that you're looking for. The name of my show is The Rate Update. My rates are right in line with everybody else, folks. But what people do is they'll call us and they'll say, Dan, I got 12 other quotes. Can you beat it? That's not the intention of my show nor my channel. It's I'm here to help and educate you guys on this, and then hopefully you use us for our services, because I work at ServBank. It's the number 10 largest servicer in the country. We're also a huge mortgage broker. So our claim to fame is this, and I'll have this as my tagline throughout 2025. One application, one credit pool, because you're concerned about your credit pools. We're going to shop your loan to over 40 different lenders to get all quotes for you. If you want to do that on your own, you want to get 10 or 12 different quotes, God bless you. But if you're out there really needing a partner to help navigate you from basically application to keys in your pocket, we would love to be your lender. How do you reach out to us? Go to theRateUpdate.com, and I will be changing that name because we're getting way too many questions on just rates. Here's what I get a lot of times is, Dan, what do you think rates are going to do? Because my other lender, they don't give me any opinions, so I'm going to ask your opinion what to do, and then I'm going to go back to that other lender and tell them what I expect to do. Well, use me, folks. That's the whole point of this. So how do you find me, and what do we do? Well, go to theRateUpdate.com, and you can put in your application right through here, okay? But what we suggest you do, put in a consultation call with us. Schedule a one-on-one. You need to know who we are, and we really want to know who you are. So you can do that. Otherwise, just scroll down to the bottom of the screen. You're going to go right down through here. Give us a call. We're available a lot. And if you can't get a hold of us, I'll call you right back. If you go to voicemail or whatever, I'll probably call you back within the hour. So give us a call at 844-775-5626. If you have any problems calling, getting on the application, just email me, and I'll email you back. Or if you give me your phone number, I'll call you back at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. I'm going to try to do a video over the weekend to give you a little bit of a tease what my projections are in 2025. But otherwise, I'll see you back here on Monday. God bless. See you then. Bye-bye.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.